This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Supply chain stories are usually pretty self-evident, right? Back a year ago, we were out of toilet paper because everybody was hoarding. Ports are backed up because we've all been ordering whatever we can click on for a year now. Car plants are shut down because we're out of semiconductors. You get the drift. But sometimes not having what you need to make what you make doesn't get a whole lot of attention. There is a quiet but urgent supply chain story going on right now, driven by national security and economic security, that's got the American government and industries here working together that could affect, well, everything. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
I am at a radiology lab in a Manhattan hospital. A nurse is taping an IV on my arm because I'm about to get an MRI scan of my brain as part of a study I volunteered for.
Is the right arm okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're about to inject me with an element called gadolinium, something that happens about 30 million times a year to people all around the world.
So we are about to give you gadolinium contrast, which kind of makes the arteries pop up better in the image.
Gadolinium is one of 17 so-called rare earth elements. They have their own separate section in the periodic table with names like neodymium, praseodymium, europium.
They are so special because they have chemical and physical properties that are very useful for a very wide range of technologies.
Rebecca Abergel is an assistant professor of nuclear engineering at UC Berkeley. Some can glow in the dark. Some are super magnetic. Some are radioactive. They're used in cancer treatment and electric engines, telescope lenses and TVs, cell phones and fighter jets. And they are refined and extracted almost entirely in China.
Chinese mining and processing operations now control about 80% of the world's global output of processed rare earth metals.
Eric Chuning is a partner at McKinsey and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense. Ironically, rare earths aren't actually rare. They're just difficult and expensive to refine and purify.
The key here isn't the access to the concentrate in the ground. It's the processing. That's the bottleneck that they've been able to get scale around.
Chuning says China has made use of its dominance in rare earths. It cut off exports of the materials to Japan in 2010 during a diplomatic disagreement. From 2010 to 2014, it restricted global exports, sending prices of rare earths surging by hundreds of percent. The U.S. at the time argued this was to boost Chinese industries and hurt foreign competitors. And in February, the Financial Times reported China was assessing whether a rare earth export ban would hobble U.S. production of fighter jets. Again, Eric Chuning.
So everyone's keenly aware of the leverage control over this important global commodity has.
The U.S. used to be a leader in mining and refining rare earth elements into finished products.
Now we produce none.
Curtis Moore is with Energy Fuels, the largest uranium producer in the United States. Many reasons are given for the evaporation of the U.S. supply chain.
The United States does have very stringent regulations concerning, you know, human health and the environment, as we should have. That often makes our production more expensive.
But China made developing the rare earth supply chain a strategic national priority. The U.S. did not, at least not until recently. Jeff Green is president of lobbying firm J.A. Green & Company.
The government is investing in new capability. The question is whether we can do this economically.
Last year, Congress ordered the Department of Defense to eliminate all Chinese sources from the national defense supply chain of rare earth magnets. The Departments of Energy and Defense are investing tens of millions in bringing refining production back to the U.S. Meanwhile, several private producers are entering the market.
Our mission as a company is to restore the full supply chain.
James Latinsky is CEO of MP Materials, the new owner of the U.S.'s only rare earth mine located in Mountain Pass, California.
We are probably further ahead than people realize.
MP Materials purchased and restarted the mine in 2017. Latinsky says it's now the second largest source of rare earths in the world and can cover all of the U.S. military's rare earth needs. They're also developing a processing plant to purify the most important rare earths for electric vehicles.
We actually do have the means to lead economically and environmentally.
Energy Fuels, the uranium miner, is also building a refining facility in Utah. Eric Chuning at McKinsey says there are still two potential obstacles facing this resurgent American rare earths industry. One, its small size. Two,
the Chinese control the global price through export quotas. So if they wanted to, they could just flood the market with additional rare earth metals and then wait for you to exit.
Latinsky with the Mountain Pass mine is adamant the U.S. can compete with China no matter what. And so the race is on to assemble a supply chain on which the green economy will be built. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.